What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
Here we go. Mic check. Is that everybody? Wolf, you here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mic check.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 34, the People's Choice Podcast. I am your host, TG, as usual. With me in the house today is everybody, actually. Wolf is here. Reek is back. Welcome back. Zach is on the camera as usual, making everything look nice. It's shout out season first.
Bro,
I made some promises.
We did not do the reviews yet on these. I'm looking.
Okay, which
at
number?
The list right
which
now.
Numbers? Which number got to come off?
Last
seven,
one.
The, number nine.
Can't get another one.
Number nine got to come off.
We get you. We'll get you another time.
Okay, so 1 through 8 is fine.
Basically, yeah, it's just you can't. You trying to double back? Come
what on, we man. Gonna do? You wanna shout them out verbally or just put them in the credits?
Oh, yeah, did they give specifics?
Yeah. So listen, man, I made a promise. Whoever shouted me out on Instagram last week will get a shout out on this episode 34. And we just gonna run through this real quick, man. But the producers are telling me number 9 got to go. Is that unanimous? keep number 9 off the list. Put them on there?
Go ahead, give them another. Okay. Yeah, give them a double shot.
How am I supposed to say that? No, we worry about that when we get there. real quick, to everybody who shouted me out, man, got me some more followers. Instagram followers been acting funny this week. I don't know if y'all been looking at y'all numbers.
What you mean, like fluctuating up and down type thing?
Like earlier this week, niggas was losing like 100 followers. Just then they came back and I lost like 40. You know, I'm still light work. I got hype because I was at 1,100 the other day. But now my shit back to like 1097, so I'm sick.
I mean, in due time, you know.
Bro,
what I'm saying?
I need my time to be due now. But yeah, here's everybody who shouted me out: Kurt Madison, Mario, Mario Jr. Y'all be on the lookout. Tay Smith, Rich Green, John doing work. Dale Dav, Keem Inclusive, Campus Cards Game. Y'all go get that.
Shout
man.
Out to that Campus
at
Cards.
At Campus Cards Game, I got the deck at the crib. Dope little game. If anybody who's been in college, my man D Nice, 87 Nice, hustle no luck. I see you, big dog. Mr. Williams on the camera is also nice, man. And then number 9, they telling me to do it.
Go ahead.
All right, man. Just Machiavelli, man. MAKAV.LI.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Skull. Here we go. We got a lot on slate today.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things actually been going on.
A lot of stuff has been updated multiple times since the last time we was here. But first, I got good news, man. I got good news. A school in Atlanta, a suburb of Atlanta, the Atlanta area, is now serving dinner during their after-school program.
And that's hype.
And that's dope because if anybody who, you know, you went to school, and the reality of it is very simple. School is the only guaranteed meal that a lot of kids in this country get. A lot of kids go to school.
To get that breakfast.
Looking forward to, like, that's
lunch,
it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to eating and socializing with their friends. And it's an unfortunate reality, but it is what it is. So I was happy to see this article. And multiple schools in the area are starting to adapt. A lot of the parents are saying, thank you, man, because if I'm at work till 5:30, 6 o'clock. I don't know if y'all have ever driven in Atlanta, but it's not like up the street, you know.
It's ridiculous how long it takes to get somewhere
to get
in Atlanta,
anywhere.
Bro.
First of all, every street is Peachtree.
Yeah, I got confused.
Yeah, but the traffic is dumb. So a lot of parents are like, "Yo, if I get off work at 5 o'clock, I may not get to my kid's school till like 5:45, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then I got to get them home in the bath and in the bed to get up for school the next day. If you giving them dinner, you are saving me a lot of time. Thank you. So I hope that's something we see.
Now, is that like for latchkey kids or something too, type deal?
Yeah, I think that's what after school program. I haven't really heard it being called latchkey a lot these days.
I don't think nobody
really calls it latchkey.
I don't know what that meant.
I still don't know what it means. But my son is in what they simply call the after-school program.
Okay.
And it's not every day. It's just like if we can't get there right after school. Because my son's school don't have school buses. So it's only pick up and drop off, you know.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's dope. And I hope to see that adopted in a lot of schools, particularly in urban areas.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely witnessed kids come to school and at breakfast and lunch, they're going dumb. You know, just because they don't know.
Cause they don't, yeah.
And if you don't go through that, you don't understand what's happening. You know what I'm saying? If you're not living that life. For me, my mom was cooking dinner every night. We was packing lunches and stuff. And you know, you want to buy lunch at school. You get to a certain grade, you want to buy lunch. You don't want to be toting the lunchbox around. But at now I realize that a lot of people would have loved to be packing their own lunch and bringing it to school. So there's that. What city is that?
The Lunchable Cool Kids and shit.
First of all, Lunchables are terrible. Yeah. My parents would never let us get Lunchables as much as we wanted them.
We wasn't getting them, but I just always want one.
In hindsight, thank you, Mom and Dad, for not putting that in our systems, man. So that's good, but I do got some bad news. In the state of Michigan. You know, our rush hour is not Atlanta rush hour, but our rush hour is still dumb.
Is
it? You know what I'm saying? You're in the Detroit area. Even up here in East Lansing, our rush hour is just stupid. The law is very close to passing where you now have to slow down when there's an accident on the side of the road. And that's going to cause more traffic than not.
Oh, you know, it passed.
It's already passed.
That one day.
Yeah. So now we are at a point where people who are frustrated because people are, what's the word, gawking?
Gawking.
You just stop just
when it's an accident.
Bro, you be in traffic and you be trying to figure out why we so backed up, and you get up to the point and you figure out the shit break free, and it's not a police car in sight.
it's not an ambulance right in sight.
It don't even be no accident. Sometimes a car just be pulled over. Nigga might just pull over, just take a nap. They've been driving for a long time, bro. Nigga just stop and just be staring. And people so nosy.
You just want to see what's going on.
Do black people gawk or do y'all keep driving?
Black people for sure gawk, bro.
Really? I'll be ready to go. Yeah, I got to go, bro. Like,
if it's a stupid accident, I'm for sure looking like, damn.
Bro, if the car is not, like, upside down and leaking something like that, you know what I'm saying? I got to go. You know, not to be insensitive, but.
I mean, but this was needed, though, because, you know, a lot of accidents do be happening. You know, people be on the side of the road trying to change the tire or something.
They had that rule in North Carolina. That law.
You got to stop. You got to slow down.
That you got to, like, stop and move to the.
So Michigan is late then. Fine for violating new Michigan law will cost drivers $400. This is Associated Press via the Detroit Free Press. Oh, wow. Yeah, this started. Michigan drivers will be required to slow down when passing an emergency maintenance or utility vehicle that is on the side of the road. You know what us police cars started doing? They start, like, sitting diagonal in that right lane to where you got to go around. Like, they don't even pull over and be straight
anymore.
Oh, no,
yeah, because they
cock the whip. And it's like, bro, y'all just being like.
No, they need to, bro. Because, nigga, in Michigan, first of all, the speed limit is 80, but we do 90. If you doing.
Ain't no speed limit at 80 in Michigan, nigga. Where you driving?
That's what I'm saying. On the freeway, what not? The speed limit
is 70, dog. You've been speeding all your life.
In Michigan, it's 80. 70. I know legally it's 70. But nigga, in Michigan,
you go 90 regularly.
Ain't nobody doing 70 regularly.
I mean, I agree with that, but I don't. It's, touch that's 90 what I'm saying. Regularly.
It's 80, but like
75, 80. But I go with the flow of traffic, man.
And that's the thing. Some niggas they be flowing on 90, and
sometimes
give a damn.
90 is the flow.
And they but that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't give a damn if you on the side of the road or whatever. Like, they gonna fly past your ass.
You know, I be thinking like
it's 75, but I'm saying
bro,
like
it's never. It's 70 speed limit. It's never
no,
75.
No, it actually did get in some areas. In some areas.
70,
yeah, in some areas though, like if you
but
on
the lodge
freeway,
is still 55, so it don't matter.
But
yeah, lodge is still 55.
I mean, but the lodge is
South of freeway is still 55.
70.
Yeah, the lodge is off of freeway is every man for himself.
Like, you go 55 whenever you get cut.
Once you pass exit 8, like once you pass Warren Road and Joy Road, and you head north on Southfield, bro, the speed limit doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Bro. Once you get to Fairlane, though, you got to slow down.
Yeah,
they be out there for real. Niggas still go to Fairlane. You still go to Fairlane?
Hell no, not no more.
Like Fairlane.
Man, I ain't with the Fairlane in a long ass time.
You look like you took your date. You took your girl to Benihana's in Dearborn on Valentine's Day.
I ain't take nobody nowhere.
Wolf took his girl to Fairlane on Valentine's Day. That's crazy.
I ain't take nobody nowhere, but that for sure used to be the move back in the day.
Niggas went to the Riverwalk for Valentine's Day. This is crazy.
Bro, ain't nobody did nothing on Valentine's Day. This bad, bro.
You didn't do nothing? The Riverwalk's downtown.
The Riverwalk.
Oh, you talk about Fountain Walk. Fountain Walk, yeah. Fountain Walk still be slapping though. Because they got the Black Rock over there in Novi.
Okay.
Black Rock.
Riverwalk is a classic though.
Yeah, you look like the type of nigga who's in.
I ain't even fuck about you. You go there with like.
All you need is some khaki cargo shirts, shorts, and a white tee and a D-fitted jewels in there.
When Riverwalk was at its peak, I was in Missouri, bro.
True.
With Michigan traffic is we back to that. So now gawking is going to be accepted and enforced and encouraged.
$400 ticket, watch out.
Yeah, we got some. Payless is closing.
crazy.
Like, they're closing 2,100 U.S. stores. Payless Shoe Source. First of all, how many of y'all realize that it went from shoe store to shoe source? Y'all don't even realize that.
Was it Shoe Source? What'd that mean?
That's the name of the store now. It's not Payless Shoe Store anymore. It's Payless Shoe Source.
Never noticed.
And, I remember one time I saw it. We might have went in there once. And I'm like, what the fuck? This ain't always been Shoe Source my whole life. Like, I know for sure this one's Shoe Source. This is like some alliteration tongue twister shit. Payless Shoe Source.
Yeah.
You already stuttering.
Yeah, because I for sure want to say store. It's a good. That's a good little. That's. I mean, that's a smooth transition, though. That.
Yeah, they up out of here, man. Yep, 2,100 of her stores in the United States, including Puerto Rico, and is also winding down its online business. The retailer, which filed for bankruptcy 2 years ago, has already closed hundreds
Payless
of stores.
Had an online business, first of all.
Right? I mean, everybody transitioned online, right? Liquidation begins like today, though. I think.
That's so, crazy.
Y'all know anybody, families, friends, less fortunate, whatever, like. You want to do something nice for somebody, all the panhandlers and homeless people we drive by on a daily basis, go to Payless Shoe Source, grab some shoes or some liquidation, and just drop the mugs off on the corner.
That is actually a great idea.
You want to do something that's easy. The shit is going to be cheaper than what it's always been, and it's already less expensive than what you're spending money on anyway.
Hey, Payless was looking out, though, back in the day, man. I ain't listen. Payless used to be, nigga, come on. For me, yeah, shit, hell yeah, growing up broke and shit, hell yeah.
Come on, yeah.
My mama had the K-Swisses, I was matching her and shit, you sound crazy as hell.
K-Swiss was never bad, though.
No, but I'm saying it was at Payless, so you got the deal, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like Forces, it wasn't no Jordan, so I couldn't really flex on niggas with it.
Well, I was only getting one pair of Forces a school year anyway, I wasn't reading up on Forces mid-school year.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had the but everybody had Forces without the Nike sign on them.
But yeah, nigga, nah, that Payless, this K-Swisses, nigga.
K-Swisses. Just K-Swiss, bro. I hate niggas. Niggas put an S on every. How you put an S on something that end with an S already?
The K-Swisses.
I hate niggas like you. You go to Myers, don't you?
Yeah.
Targets.
I used to work at Myers.
And Targets. I hate niggas,
hey, dog. But you know everybody call it Kroger's.
Yeah, I hate them niggas, too. They ain't no S on that.
You create it, though. I don't know why.
No, don't. Just read it. Stop adding shit to the word, dog.
It just sounds smooth.
Like, if you tell me you're on your way to Kroger's, I'm asking why you're going to so many. Why? Just it was one Kroger right
there. I'm about to go to Kroger.
Bro, I say it all the time, dog. Like, I'm on my way to Kroger.
And throw me off, yeah. But yeah, the K-Swisses, them was the one. Back when I was 7'6".
Niggas put an S on everything, dog. Farmer Jack's, Target's.
It's not called Farmer Jack's?
No.
Straight like that.
Just like NBA teams, niggas, Magic's. Start paying attention, niggas. Bro, you're going to get mad, too.
Apparently, it's not pronounced Target either, though.
Bro, yes, it is. Stop. I don't want to hear it.
You heard that shit?
It's not. Bro, it's Target,
it's technically, it's pronounced Target.
No, it's not. Find me the origin of that store. Tell me where that. Tell me who created
somebody
that store.
Somebody at work at
no, I don't
want to
hear that. Find the origin of Target and let's see.
I ain't care that much to really.
It's Target, for sure. Y'all making me lose track. Yeah, Payless Shoe Source on the way out, man. Y'all want to do something nice, go buy some shoes, drop them off on the corner. Can't hurt. I don't know if y'all heard, but Netflix was on lockdown.
I didn't hear about
that. And not like the online Netflix, the actual headquarters out in Cali was on lockdown. Apparently, there's an ex-employee who told somebody who had a gun and then, pew, lockdown.
Okay.
Apparently, there was no gun. But in this day and age, if somebody say they got a gun, you can't just be like, prove it.
like you lying.
Yeah, you like niggas. Yeah. Prove, like, take a picture of you lying. Like, nah, if a nigga said they got a gun, you just got to believe they got a gun. Because last thing you want is a nigga shooting up Netflix. Personally, the last thing I want is a nigga shooting up Netflix. I'm on my way to cutting my cable off, so I need Netflix to be in tip-top
shape.
That's why we worry. You know, look, everybody has their own selfish reasons, but... I mean, I got people that work for Netflix. So God bless. I'm happy today was okay and nothing really.
Yeah,
happened.
That is crazy though. Like I didn't hear about that.
So, what do you do? Because they was in a lockdown, right? Y'all remember we used to have like these drills and shit at school, tornado drills, and for whatever reason we had hurricane drills and active shooting drills, right? That was some newer shit as we got closer to graduating because we wasn't active shooting in elementary school. High school, college. Did we have active shooters in college? Them drills and stuff like in the dorms and stuff.
Not really.
But if you work in corporate America or a regular job in a building that's got hundreds of people in the building and you get a mess like, yo, there's an active shooter in the building, where does your mind go?
To the bathroom.
This nigga going to the bathroom.
My mind.
Do you try to be James Shaw Jr.?
He made.
Was he a junior? Do you try to be the Waffle House hero?
Man, I'm trying to be the wolf hero.
You trying to save yourself?
Yeah.
It's like you in the building and active shooter, the sirens is going off and all the doors is locked and shit. Like, you have these drills all the time, but you don't panic during a fire drill. But if you in a building and that bitch is engulfed in flames, now you panicking, right? So where does your mind go? What do you do first? What do you think about first? How do you make sure that you get out this mug alive?
What are we talking about? The active shooter
stuff? Yeah.
Still?
First thing I see, my people. So my family in there is a different story.
All right, you're in there.
No, he's talking about you, just you. That's why I said it. That's why I say I'm safe.
You at work, and they like, it's an active shooter in this bitch. Because now, see, I'm on the same track, but I'm thinking about the fact that my kids are at home. I got to get home to my kids.
Oh, yeah, okay, you think that. Okay.
So if I catch dog, look, I told y'all, I talked about this last week. I've watched enough movies to where I feel like I know enough, like, moves.
Bro,
to
what?
Where I can get a gun out of a nigga hand, dog. Like, if my man's come in the room and he looking that way and I'm behind
you, gonna equalize it.
Yeah, man, bro, because niggas don't be sweet for real, dog.
I mean, you got a point.
Niggas don't be sweet. Equalizer ain't walking through the door shooting that bitch up. I gotta be Denzel in that moment.
It's some angry.
I gotta be. Yeah, they just some emotional. Yeah. I gotta be the Punisher in that bitch real quick. Just a quick little boom. Knock your wrist off. Flip that bitch. Knock your arm up. Now we good. But,
No.
Yeah, bro. Because I think the Waffle House shooter, dog, my man was in a Celebrity Game Friday night.
But see, the thing is, like, he was the shooter was actually in his vicinity. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
If somebody's telling me it's an active shooter,
I'm not going to look for him.
Yeah,
But I'm saying if he come in the room, bro, if I go look for him and he see me before I see him, it's a wrap.
Oh yeah exactly.
I gotta say,
so you said
if he walked through that doorway right here and he looking at Zach,
then that's different.
You know, I'm hitting cuz with, you know what I'm saying, the little Debo.
You're going to have to. Yeah. Because that's I was thinking, like, if I don't have to, because I'm thinking, you're saying, like, he's in the building, like, nigga, I'm
bro,
not
what if you hear rounds going off and then you hear him getting closer to your shit? You don't feel like you got to defend yourself?
Yeah, at that point.
Now, if he gets to your spot and no rounds have gone off, then maybe you can wait to see, like, maybe he bluffing. But he didn't already let a clip go. And he walk on the floor walk in your room. Yeah, if I'm in a school, I'm scared of shit already. Because if you walking in the classroom, there's probably another door, but he going to see me get into that door. So I got to pray that dog can't aim.
Yeah.
I got to pray that me standing up, flipping and rolling around like Tom Cruise and getting to the door really works. Like, I always want, like, do that flip shit really work? Like, right, you watching shit. Movies. You be watching movies like, bro, why don't you just shoot him? Why do you keep missing?
But, bro, they walking in there with AK-47.
The automatic boy. Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no a 38. So what I'm finna do, dog? I'm done, right?
Nah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This shit don't scare y'all? Y'all kids got to go to school every day.
That shit is crazy.
When we
which I think about the teachers supposed to be having the gun.
Wait, so listen, when we was doing, before Drew started kindergarten, we was going to all the orientation and stuff. When I tell y'all, Lex was in these buildings, like, looking at everything. She's like, yo, y'all don't have no fence around this playground.
I wouldn't even think of that.
The principal looked up like, wow, thank you. We don't have no fence around the playground. There's a fence around the playground right now because Alexis was in that room, like, what y'all gonna do if somebody run up on the playground during recess and all these kids out here? I need a fence. Like, I mean, obviously the fence ain't 8 feet barbed wire.
But it's a fence.
If a nigga is hopping the fence, now out your peripheral, like, yo, that's not right.
Yeah.
But if there's no fence, you may not catch somebody just walking up.
That's a
you know what I'm saying?
That's a mama bear thing. Cause
I was even in that bitch like, yo, that's why I fuck with her. This is my nigga. This is why I take her with me, dog. Like, cause you know, I would have just been like, no,
you be like, yeah, this look nice as it.
Cause I'm thinking back to my elementary school, like, we ain't never had no fence around the playground.
Now I'm starting to think, like, shit.
And what's the first thing I say? I made it out all right. The first thing I say, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was happy that she was, like you said, mom enough to be like, yo, my kid got to be on this bitch every day. I need to make sure we got some security, some precaution, yo, hold on.
Cause I would have missed that signal.
Everybody in the room, I think there was one or two other parents who was like, I was looking at that, I just didn't know if they had already had it in the works. Thank you for saying something.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's that lockdown shit is crazy. Every classroom has like another door now, emergency exit, like alarms go off, all that shit.
You can't get out that one way in.
Yeah, certain doors be locked, like certain buildings. I mean, like the credit union, bro, like them kind of buildings, there is one door unlocked during the day. You're not getting in all them side doors. You ain't coming there. If there's the door and then, you know how they got like the two doors back to back for the wind and shit?
Yeah.
That second door locked.
Yeah.
They going to let you come in case of winter time. That second door, you got to show who you are before you come in the bed.
Yeah.
Shit crazy, dog. Now, niggas at DPS, y'all been walking through metal detectors.
Yeah, I had metal detectors middle school.
And what's funny is y'all ain't shooting up the high school. Beating people in the suburbs with no metal detectors.
The high school I graduated from, we had to shut down because boy brought a gun. White boy brought a gun.
Bro, my school, by the time I got to college, there was an article about an eighth grader who had committed suicide in the bathroom with one of his parents' guns.
Yeah, that junk is crazy to me. And it ain't no metal detectors in there.
The schools I went to, before school, you could walk in any door in the building to get in school.
Yep.
Any door, you just walk in. We in that bitch for the school.
Yeah, that's how the high school was.
Not no more. That bitch is locked. You got to ring the doorbell. You got the buzz. Daycare, my daughter was in when she was a newborn. I had to code to get in. Somebody was always at the front desk. And it's like, yo, you appreciate it. You think it's too much until it's your life or it's your kid's life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the line all day, every day.
Yeah.
Now I was like, if I got to put a fingerprint, a retinal scan, a social security number, like I'm doing it because I know every nigga ain't coming in to do this.
Yeah, true.
And now so I'm like, niggas will be coming in doing these active shooters. They don't be prepared for all of that shit, dog. They just want to come in, let them rounds off and get their point across.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If teachers got to be trained to do that shit, they got to be trained to do that shit.
But the teachers have guns.
Do you want your kindergarten teacher to have the pistol under the desk?
I mean,
or should they have like the red button under the desk, just hit the button and just metal detector?
I mean, preschoolers maybe, but I'm thinking like nigga, elementary, middle school. I was a badass kid, so
you,
especially
my
brother.
I can tell you was bad. You got a hoop earring.
Any nigga, I'm saying, nigga, teacher have a gun. You that mad, bro? They go pull a strap on you. Like,
you think teachers pulling straps on kids?
Bro, teachers is fighting kids now.
God damn.
Bro, teachers is
fighting. You think a teacher's going to put the strap on a kid in elementary school? You ain't even talking about high school, dog. That's my thing. The kids shouldn't even know that the strap is in there, dog.
Man, I don't know, bro. We was bad. My brother, elementary, he was throwing chairs at teachers, everything.
In elementary school?
Snapping on them. Yeah.
Sound like y'all just need a good ass whooping.
Shit, we did. We was high, like, bro.
Golly.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't know, because it's like, bro, you got to realize if you say that for teachers, then that's like all areas and like all teachers can have guns. That's like.
Well, yeah. And all that means is now teachers got going to have to go through a lot more to become a teacher. Like every other week, once a month, we doing some psychological evaluations.
Okay.
I wish I would have just said psych evals the first time instead of stumbling all over that word.
I think they just had trained officials in there.
Had some security.
Just regular security who don't have to worry about teaching. Just a nigga who in there in case some shit pop off.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's a good point.
When I was in middle school, bro,
I don't know if you should tell any more of your stories.
Bro, we had this teacher, bro, and she had like three husbands all through the course
of my goodness.
Me going through fifth grade.
Oh, different
to
husbands.
Sixth grade.
Like at different times.
Like,
they died. But I thought you were saying she was married to three.
Oh, no. Okay. Like, they died. So, nigga, this one class was like going in her, like, you killed your husbands. You like blah blah. I'm talking about some badass. So you talk about a teacher like that. Somebody gonna up strap.
So she should have pulled the strap on y'all.
Hell yeah! I wouldn't have been surprised.
You said, yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised. She was heated. But I'm saying, so you got to think about it. Like I would rather it be somebody in the school
that's trained,
and that's their job. Weapons, yeah. Let teachers worry about being teachers, and because you know your emotions can get the best of you.
But like you said, y'all was bad. How she gonna focus on teaching and y'all in the classroom?
I mean, that's a totally different story.
I mean, now y'all got to bring in a trained official just to hold it, just to be in the front of the class. Like
that's a whole different.
Raise your hand, nigga. Like what the.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
The dynamics, God damn it, that school was crazy. Dynamics of this is wild.
Yeah, it's a lot to look at. That's why I feel like it's a lot to look at though. When you're looking at that,
I'm still. That's the wild part. Like, do y'all like, bro? I couldn't imagine being 9 years old walking through a metal detector. Or remember, like when y'all had to wear see-through book bags?
Yep.
Remember when that was a rule?
Yep, we used to have our sweet side.
See-through book bag, like, that shit crazy. Like,
yep.
As a kid, what the fuck? No, nigga, I want this Nike bag. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know why, though. And wasn't nobody trying to bring a strap? We wasn't trying to bring a strap in that bitch.
But that's why they
shoot it up.
I mean, but you know, niggas still have blades and shit, all kind of shit, bro. Niggas have pocket knives. It wasn't always a gun.
Facts. You know, I hate to keep one.
Well, if you.
Hey, look, anyway.
What the fuck? You proud of this? Say yeah.
Bro, no. I'm just saying.
Are you going to teach your kids how to use butterfly knives?
Self-defense? Yeah. My uncle used to teach me.
This nigga said self-defense. You got taught self-defense?
Yeah.
I got taught self-offense.
I mean, I call it self-defense.
I just told him, I'm going to teach my son how to drink at home before he get to college and drink himself into oblivion. Nobody taught me how to drink. I got to college in black.
Like his senior year, he'd just be like,
yeah, with me. Probably when he start driving. When he start driving and when he going to be out away from me and I can't.
Because in reality, they.
Yeah, you know, I know how you niggas do, so. But my goal is to get him to a point where he's comfortable enough to know, like.
Reed talking about he going to get his son drunk as fuck. So
yeah, yeah. Because I'm having this conversation with my dad about my brother. Like, we have to teach him at home what your body can work with. Everybody can't do the same shit. Yeah. So, you know, I'd rather do it at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you're not getting arrested here. You're not driving nowhere else. You in for the night. And I can explain to you why shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a good lesson, though.
Yeah. I
seen Derrick Grace on Instagram.
Who?
Derrick Grace got on Instagram with the dreads on, tattoos on his face, and he's teaching his daughter the guns. And...
Nah, but all that shit needs to happen, bro. Like, yeah. Don't shelter your kids, man, because they're going to get out here and... They're going to let the wrong nigga turn them out, whether it be weapons, drugs, sex, and it's over.
That's why my uncle had to teach me how to use a butterfly.
Because you almost got turned out. In elementary school, it sounded like you was close. All right, man, it's time for the good shit. Y'all, man, Jussie.
Man. We was just talking about this earlier.
Here's my most recent one today, as of 12:42, like this afternoon. Two law enforcement sources with knowledge of the investigation tell CNN that Chicago police believe actor Jussie Smollett paid two men to orchestrate an assault on him that he reported last month. First of all, this has been a month already. We still, like, no, we dealing with this shit for a month.
Yeah,
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
If you paid some niggas to do this, why did y'all fuck up? Why did this not go over the way y'all planned it?
What you mean, like?
How are you a Hollywood actor and got all these resources and all this shit, and all you had to do was get jumped in the middle of the night in Chicago, and y'all got all these loose ends? Makes no sense. Niggas is your trainers. Your story is switching. You lying. At first you said they was white. Now you saying you didn't see them. Like, y'all didn't plan this long enough.
I mean, well, no, he did say he didn't see him, but they were saying because he said because they were saying racial slurs. That's why.
He said that the dudes who did it were white. This is MAGA country, but now he's saying that he didn't see him.
Oh, I thought he was just saying that they said that this was MAGA country.
Smollett denies playing a role in his attack, according to a statement from his attorneys. The men, who are brothers, were arrested Wednesday but released without charges after Chicago police cited the discovery of new evidence. The sources told CNN the two men are now cooperating fully with law enforcement.
Because it was the two Nigerian dudes.
But I thought they was white. That's my point. He said they was white the first time, now they're Nigerian, but... What Nigerians is running around yelling, this is MAGA country?
Man, I mean, was it really them or is the cops?
The fact that you got to ask them questions proves my point.
Bro, I just don't want to believe he lied.
How do you fuck up something like this and you are an actor?
I just don't want to believe he lied.
Why not?
Because, like, damn, fam, like.
He told authorities he was attacked by early January 29th by two men who were yelling out racial and homophobic slurs. He said one attacker put a rope around his neck and poured an unknown chemical substance on him.
Right.
At this point, a month later, why don't we know what that chemical substance was?
I was just assuming bleach.
Has anybody seen a picture of the rope?
Nope.
In today's society, motherfuckers get attacked. What's the first thing they're doing when they get attacked?
Social media.
Posting that shit for proof.
That is.
Here go the rope. This the chemical. Like, I'm going to record a video telling you what it smell like. Like. You want the subway,
yeah.
Dog?
Yeah, niggas be going on Facebook Live when they get shot.
Niggas are doing full-blown shootouts on live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was 2 or something.
It's 2, 3 in the morning in Chicago, and there's white people yelling out, this is MAGA country, jumping you, wrapping a rope around your neck, and pouring an unknown.
Damn, you making this shit sound.
You never took a picture of the rope? You ain't put this on the internet yet, dog?
Damn.
You got a huge following. If you would have posted a picture of that rope, this whole shit would be done. Even if you created the rope, but you've given us nothing. His attorneys, Ty Pugh, Victor Henderson, issued a statement on CNN Saturday night saying Smollett was angry about the latest developments. As a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Jussie is angered and devastated by recent reports that the perpetrators are individuals he is familiar with. So now everybody's saying because you paid the people, one is your trainer, one is your cousin, whatever else, he mad that this... Bro.
Because they used to, somebody said like they was on Empire for a minute or something like that.
One person had a role that occurred every now and then. And Jussie shit was getting rolled off. And even Empire, but, why would we write him off?
Empire, right. I'm about to say Empire said they wasn't writing him off. So what's the what was his purpose of staging it if he staged it?
Well, maybe Empire had nothing to do with the fact that he staged it.
No, I'm saying, like, why would he stage it? Like, what would be his purpose?
Even if you did, if you staged it, how did y'all fuck this up?
Yeah.
You got, bro, there was, if you about to stage something like this, you don't have a due date. You don't have a time where you got to get this shit done by. If you set a date, whoever you planning this shit, y'all need to sit down and make sure you come out the door this time. Make sure your face is covered. Make sure I can't see any tattoos, any birthmarks.
So how did they wear gloves? Yeah, I need the full coverage. I need to understand what's like.
Y'all, we've seen niggas get jumped before, right?
Yeah.
If any kind of video footage comes out, do it take long to realize, oh, my man's got jumped? This is the door they came out of. This is what happened. This is the alley. If a nigga get jumped, he get jumped, bro. Yeah. Hundreds of hours of video surveillance.
Damn.
For two niggas to jump one person, you need hundreds of hours of video surveillance.
They probably doing evidence searching on like the same. They probably did a walkthrough if it's fake.
At the present time, Jussie and his attorneys have no inclination to respond to unnamed sources inside of the investigation, but will continue discussions through official channels. Someone that identifies as gay and since 2015 has played the gay character of Jamal on the Fox TV drama Empire. So, goodness gracious. Police were told the two men yell Empire faggot and Empire nigger while striking him. Do y'all think in the middle of the night in Chicago, people are checking for Jussie Smollett?
Bro, it was, I was watching a video about this. They were saying, first of all, what bigots you know actually watching Empire and hip to you. And they was like, second of all, we talking about Chicago in the wintertime at 2 in the morning. Ain't nobody outside looking for you. Like, damn, that's...
On top of this, you are a hit character on a hit show. Why are you walking around at 2 a.m. in Chicago alone? You ain't have a cousin, a friend, a driver, a dog. You wasn't on the phone. Bro, the least you could have did was been on the phone with somebody because you was walking in the middle of the night by yourself. At least you're not...
No. He said he was on the phone.
Oh, that part did happen?
In the interview. Okay. I don't know if it's actual factual, but... In the interview.
Everything you just said about the video is the same thing after the conversation I've had. Like, who's checking for you to do this?
Yeah.
Or even then, what have you done as a gay black man to really make white people that angry to where they got to put a rope around your neck?
Damn, maybe he was trying to use this as his stepping stone into that.
Into like this activism.
Yeah.
Damn. You could have just did that without getting jumped though, bro. You could have backed up somebody else's situation and supported them, right? Instead of, because this is backfiring bad.
Yeah, because it don't look good for him. It don't look good for Doggy Bone. Yeah.
You did say this. He said, "Dog, I hope he ain't lying."
Yeah,
it ain't looking good. I mean, it's you say you hope he ain't lying because you don't want to think like, this worth it?
Yeah, like what was the point? What was the point of that? Like you was just like what was you trying to do?
If you want to get jumped. But fake the getting jumped part. Why do you do the shit directly? If I want to get jumped, I'm gonna be like, Rick, I need you to find somebody who knows somebody who can run up on me where obviously there's no correlation between me and these people. So that when the shit come out, you can't put the pieces together. You ain't got two niggas that you know, like, that you be hanging with? It come out, bro. Somebody see you woofing Tyreek jump TG in the head. Who the fuck am I believe that?
They're like, what's going on?
The fuck? They had to have been playing.
Yeah.
They had to have been drunk. This must have been some bullshit. I just don't think a month later this is worth it still being a story.
I mean, at this point, everybody just want to know, is he lying?
Yeah. And then, the gay Tupac and all that shit. Like, we still don't know what that means, but. This your man's, Wolf.
Hey, I didn't say he was my man's. It's just.
This your man's.
People was all for that shit, too.
Does he have to speak up like that, though?
Huh? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This just
out of nowhere, bro. Literally, it was just like when it first hit, it was like, oh shit, the nigga from Empire got jumped by some racist people.
Yeah.
And when the more the story came out, the more niggas was like, Chicago, 2 in the morning, faggot.
It's not adding up.
Right. No, that ain't what we doing at 2 in the morning.
Ain't nobody doing that.
A rope and unknown. Black people don't have unknown chemical substances on deck.
That's what I heard.
But bleach ain't unknown, nigga. If somebody opened a bottle, you smell bleach, bro. Immediately. You smell bleach 3 rooms away. But again, I'm still stuck on what celebrity gets in this situation and don't tell their followers that this just happened. And TMZ so janky, I don't trust half the shit from TMZ. Like, they just buy whatever story you want to give. If there's a big enough name on a story, they're going to pay for it. Chris Brown be chatting niggas up and I'd be so happy because they just be on bullshit.
Yeah, true.
So there's that, man. As the more we talk about black people, the good news is Colin Kaepernick has reached a settlement with the NFL. This is as close as I can get to the all black cap jersey right now, just the black Nike boy. So if anybody is feeling like, yo, I fuck with TG and the podcast, he wears a large and I'm going to ship it to him, just, you know, comment, hit me, and we can take care of that. But he reached a settlement. The numbers have not been disclosed, but what numbers y'all seeing, y'all hearing is happening?
I'm saying 70 mil.
Yeah. North of $49.5 million. South of $81 million. So anywhere between there, that's what they're saying the settlement is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the conspiracy, the nigger logic hits the internet and it's like, this was a money grab for him.
I don't see it as that.
I don't see how anybody could see it as that. They prevented this man from working for
a long
time. Going on 3 years this year.
And
the least you could do is pay him what he would have made while he was on somebody's roster. That's the least you could do.
But I was seeing somewhere they was talking about they settled because that he had realized evidence that was gone.
Bro, anytime somebody settles, if they don't, it's going to be a public loss. Yeah, bro. It's simple.
Yeah.
You don't. Cap is not going to settle until you give in because he knew he was right.
Yeah.
When you wrong, though, you get to a point where it's like, yo, we about to keep going in circles. So, and it was too much steam picking up on this shit, dog. You just want the NFL to admit that, yes, we colluded. Yes, Eric Reed's 7 random drug tests weren't really random. You know, 7 out of 14 weeks, 15 weeks at the time when it happened. Half every other week, he getting randomly drug tested. How many niggas be on NFL rosters? 100 and something? Or it's like 70 something? 53. How many players on the team get randomly drug tested a week? Do y'all get random drug tests? Every week? So every week is not somebody on the team dropping? So.
It ain't necessary, I don't feel like.
Bro, niggas is gonna smoke, dog. What's y'all man, Ricky Williams? He don't give a fuck. Y'all like that new league? What's that new league called? The AAF? Y'all see that shit?
I ain't watch it. I seen that. I seen some highlights. I
seen that shit.
That shit.
Should look straight.
I seen that. I seen some highlights.
Reek, you got to tap in a little bit.
It's only a couple teams, bro. But
you got to tap in a little bit, though, man, just in case.
I like the highlights.
What teams? Like 5-6 teams right now? Birmingham Iron, I heard it's cold. 8 of them, yeah. You can't have too much.
So that's above the CFL?
That's what I was about to say. I don't know. How does that relate to this Canada Football League?
Atlanta.
Damn, see, Reek looking at these cities now.
Hey, San Diego.
Atlanta, a couple of checks.
If it's above CFL or below it,
Can I get a history? Can somebody run me that? Wolf, can you put that up just so I can, for the people who don't know? What's Alliance of American Football?
Football, yeah, it's the Alliance of American Football.
Let me see what that is so I can run that to the listeners, because I never even looked into it. I just...
It was February 9th.
Let me see. You got like a history or a little how it started real quick? Alliance of American Football, AAF, is a professional American football league founded by Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian. It opened play on February 9th of this year, 1 week after the Super Bowl. AFL consists of 8 centrally owned and operated teams. All teams except Salt Lake are located in cities south on or south of the 35th parallel. Why is that important? Founded March 20th of last year, 2018. All right. So, yeah, we gotta see.
And you can stream it live off the app.
Off the AAF. So Alliance of American Football. Is the NFL going to get some competition finally? Does the NFL need competition?
Yes.
Yeah, because the way shit going,
Motherfucker about NFL ain't looking too good.
Right. Yeah.
How y'all feel about the Big Three? It's a lot of
The Big Three, bro. I like the Big Three.
Big Three was hype last year.
I ain't get to
niggas
go to
was fighting
it.
Last year. Niggas was scrapping like Nate Robinson, like, Rashad McCann. Niggas was banging. The Big Three, I hope y'all know what this is. Ice Cube started a 3-on-3 half court league, and originally it was like retired players, older retired players, but now with some of the younger retired players or players who aren't necessarily retired but just can't catch an NBA check right now.
I'm trying to think who just signed to.
Gilbert Arenas was the most notable.
Yes, yeah.
Gilbert Arenas just committed to the Big Three. Nate Robinson, of course. It was somebody else. Shannon Brown, Michigan State Spartan, yep. Monica's husband. Somebody said he only turned out to be Monica's husband. After all that hooping, he only turned. Yeah, they niggas tied to the NFL, bro. So they like, we not keep about to play this
it's
game.
It's time for the NFL to go.
Yeah, so the big threes is. He playing or he a GM? Yeah, Troy Polamalu is nice. So AAF, man, be on the lookout for that. Speaking of, David Stern said if Kaepernick was in the NBA, he would still have a job.
I seen that.
He just said all we would have done was suspend him when this first happened, talk this shit out, and he would have been back playing. He said, we went through this, so in the NBA in the 60s, 70s, when they was doing the heavy racism shit, they re-rocked their rules, and that's when they started transitioning to a more player-operated league.
Yeah.
Because the players are generating the revenue. And the way basketball was going, I don't know how many basketball documentaries y'all watch, but the ABA and the NBA merger saved basketball. Mm-hmm. Dr. J saved, but then the TV contracts, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, the finals ratings, and then Jordan in the 90s just took this shit to the next level. Without black people, we don't have the NBA today. If the NBA would have kept an NFL mindset in the 70s and the 80s, if the Lakers don't turn Magic Johnson into a superstar off the court, the NBA ain't what it is today. Because he was going to get what he was going to do with his thing on the court regardless.
Yeah.
But if y'all don't turn him into a superstar off the court in L.A. at the Forum, the NBA don't transition into what it's become. David Stern said we would have just suspended him, had the conversation, he'd have been back on the court. Real simple.
Yeah, NBA players don't play, though. Like, I'm talking about when it come to...
NBA players also have a lot more room to express. Like, they have to stand for the anthem because they went through this with Sharif Abdul-Rahim. He would stay in the locker room. So then they came to an agreement. You have to come out, you have to stand, but you can keep your head bowed in prayer. So he's praying to Allah while they was doing the national anthem. Came to a happy medium. Everybody's happy. Simple. Y'all couldn't tell Cap. He got up off his butt and took a knee after talking to a military vet. There's his happy medium. What's y'all's? Right? So David Stern was like, bro, after that, it was just like we put the rules in place. Players could wear shooter shirts, shoes. They can donate. Like, they can still be who they want to be off the court. They don't have contracts preventing them from doing any kind of philanthropic work. Any kind of civil rights, justice, they don't, none of that, right? Yeah. Because if the NFL adopts a players-led league, they'll be fine. They don't want to do it. So, there we go. Speaking of basketball, apparently we're going to get a league in Africa.
Yeah.
And you sent me this. The NBA and FIBA announced plans for a pro league in Africa. This happened yesterday. We got this news yesterday.
Yeah.
And the NBA is bringing a Pro League to Africa, the Basketball Africa League, a new collaboration between NBA and the sport's global governing body, FIBA, was announced Saturday during All-Star Weekend. The initial plan is for the 12-team league to begin play in January. Former President Barack Obama is among those who are expected to have direct involvement with the league's plan to keep growing the game in Africa through the league and other initiatives. Listen, y'all, the NBA is so far ahead of everybody else as far as being just for the people, dog. And
because you got so many people that's in the NBA or that, you know, were in there that they kind of pushed that agenda.
Here's my first theory. It's easy to relate to the NBA players because you see their face when they play.
Yeah.
Right. That's a little fair. Football players, they wear the helmets.
You don't be knowing who is who.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have gear on, you know what I'm saying? You got to guess kind of people who don't really know.
Yeah.
But my wife can watch basketball. My mom can watch basketball one time. She knows who LeBron James is now. She knows who Steph Curry is now, right? The Jordans and the Kobe's and the people who the league was really using to push. It's easy. Going to Africa is crazy. And having a league in Africa is crazy. The Luol Deng's, the Dikembe Mutombo's. Who else came from Africa?
I don't know how to say his name. The Greek Freak?
No, he's from Greece. Okay. Hence his name being Greek Freak.
Bro, his name is for sure African.
I want to say Bismack Biyombo. It's a few African players, man. And their story is always they didn't start playing until 9th, 10th grade, 11th grade. So that's going to be dope, man, to really get out there and develop them kids. And to bring – basketball is a worldwide sport. Brings people together. I love it.
Hey, it's trying to take over.
Yeah, let's do this. Real quick, I got to do this commercial break because Olympus clothing, man. Y'all need to go to letsgoolympus.com real quick.
Yes, I know sir.
Them your people will.
Yes, sir. Your you people, know that hat really, mad cozy.
Yeah, y'all get on that. Olympus Clothing was established July 2018 with the goal of inspiring young men and women to reach their full potential and to become successful. Mount Olympus, the highest mountain in Greece, is the main inspiration for the brand and also the quote, "Let's go to Olympus." When someone goes to Olympus, they are making it to the top. In society's view, being on top means highly successful, having your craft perfected, and being on a higher level than others. This quote was made for people who want to push themselves to their highest point of all while wearing our brand. See you at the top. Let's go to Olympus.com, man. Shop hats, hoodies, headbands, t-shirts, crew necks.
I got to get me a hoodie, though.
It's also black owned. I told y'all we buying black for the rest of this year just to get y'all started and comfortable with this lifestyle. And then we taking it to the next level. Also, while we on the commercial break, DeMarco, man, my man who do all the art behind me that y'all love so much. He's starting a new series, man. Zach, make sure we can see this. We starting the Shea Butter series, man. So I need y'all, you know, we got these going. We got these going, the Shea Butter series, man. Fellas, ladies, grandmas, aunties, uncles, everybody grew up, they had an auntie or something, had some shit like this in the bathroom. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You done went to one of your auntie's bathrooms and seen something like this. So this is coming back. We're bringing this back, the Shea Butter series. So I told y'all, we buying black. We buying, this is DeMarco's Mark, social media, Instagram, Twitter.
You
got the grad caps popping. Don't worry, we don't discriminate. We got the light skins over here. We got the freckles. We got the light brights. So y'all come cop, man. He can blow them up. He can frame them for you. You can get them like this. But yeah, this is the Shea Butter series. Fuck with your boy.
And the fire too.
Yeah, I'm about to just take these four home and just tell them that we lost them during the recording. So, but that's what we got for that. Y'all ready for some more funny stuff?
What's up? What we talking about next?
Monique and Steve Harvey.
Did you watch the whole thing or did you just see that clip?
I watched every clip that hit the internet.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say I watched the whole thing, but I'm not going to say that I just watched that clip. I watched every clip that hit the internet.
Okay.
How you feel about it?
Yeah, I just watched the clip.
Which one?
The main one, when he was basically cutting her off every 2 seconds and he touched and grabbed her hand or whatever.
So Monique was on Steve Harvey's daytime show.
Yeah.
His TV show. And of course, she's still having the same conversation about the Netflix and all of that. And what she said was, as black people, as black entertainers, as black celebrities, and I'm paraphrasing, we lost our integrity trying to get the money. She said, all of y'all agree with me behind closed doors. Y'all supporting me behind closed doors. But y'all not keeping that same energy when the lights come on and when the mics come on. Steve says, all I said was you went about it the wrong way. We all kind of felt that way early on.
In the beginning, I felt like she did.
My only thing is I feel like asking us to boycott Netflix doesn't fix your problem.
I don't know.
And if you got us for real, why would you ask us to boycott Netflix? Because now you're stopping other people's checks.
Yeah.
There are other black people on Netflix with specials. You claim gender bias and race bias. Then you ask us to boycott Netflix to stop your fellow black people from getting money. But you got us for real.
My whole thing was like, yes, Monique is the queen of comedy, but like she been under the radar for some time now. So
you can't niggas can't be 30, 35 talking about how good they was in high school.
Yeah, like why would they try to throw the big check at you?
You got
to
show me some recent stats, baby.
And then on top of that, like her stats world, like America wise is like, it's not really that. You feel me?
Bro, vets have to learn to accept the vet minimum sometimes. At one point in your career, you got to accept Derrick Rose accepted the veteran's minimum.
Yeah, bro. Because it's like that's.
And he wasn't even 30. Not even 30.
Like, Monique is only popping in the black community, if we're being real. She did a slight crossover, but not major, though.
So then Steve goes on to say, I didn't lose my integrity. He said, for my integrity's sake, I can't stop getting money because I got kids at home to feed. He said, I got a family to build and create and to mold and to turn into some kind of empire. I can't stop going to get checks and going to get money. My integrity is telling me to take care of my family. Here's the question. Are these things separate or are they not?
I think he used the wrong word.
She used that word.
No, I'm talking about his description of, like, for the integrity of my kids, I can't stop.
No, he said for his integrity's sake, he can't stop getting this money because he's trying to build something to where his kids ain't growing up broke.
But see, what I'm saying is, like, not just, he just sound like a coon, though.
So is getting money and integrity hand in hand, or can they be separated?
I mean, because then it comes to, like, how far would you go for that check?
So, are you separating them?
What you mean, separating it? Like,
can you go get some money without losing your integrity? Can you make it to the tip top? Can you maneuver through white Hollywood?
Yeah, because, like...
Because integrity is... The example of integrity is, like, if it's $100 in another room and I know it's not mine, I'm not going to take it. And that's me showing integrity.
Right.
It's honesty, moral
upright. And that's his thing. His beliefs and values and morals are make sure my kids are good.
Right.
So was he wrong for that?
No, not for that, but I'm saying
the,
like,
definition of integrity is morals and beliefs and values, like he just said. It don't have nothing to do with selling people out. If his morals and values and beliefs are to make sure my kids don't grow up the way I grew up, to make sure my kids not living out of the car the way that I lived out of a car, my job is to go make sure I'm getting this money.
Yeah, but
not to mention them stats. Steve brought Family Feud back.
I mean, I'm saying Steve got the stats.
So here's my first thing. Are we really going to compare Steve and Monique? Because it's one thing to say that he supported her in the background and all that, but Steve is also racking checks. So at what point do you listen to what a nigga who was making his money got to say?
No, but my thing was he wasn't even letting her talk, though. Because I get what he was saying, bro, but it still comes to a... Because then we took talk about, like, all right, with Dave Chappelle, when he walked away and he left, he did it for his integrity.
Those are his morals and values and beliefs.
Right.
Steve's are make sure my kids don't grow up poor the way that I did.
But the way he was saying it was making it seem like he would fuck over any and everybody just for that sake.
That's how you interpreted it, though. His values are literally not to fuck over the people who he need to take care of. His job ain't to take care of Monique.
No, it ain't.
But his job is to make sure his kids and grandkids don't live in the car. The context is off because you heard Monique say her piece first.
No, I didn't get to hear her, though. He kept cutting her off.
But you know what happened.
Yeah, the thing is, I knew what happened.
Huh?
Steve is his man.
I said it on a number of episodes.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with, I think people are not looking up the definition of integrity.
Yeah, I think she meant
dignity. Dignity is fine. Pride is fine.
Yeah.
But that's why I said the context is off because we heard her situation before his response.
That's why I feel like they was having a confusing conversation.
It could be anybody in that seat. If their integrity and their morals and beliefs and values are to take care of their home, they going to work. Because, Wolf, you go to work every day for a white man. Is your integrity compromised?
Nah.
Why not?
Well, actually, my boss, the owner of my company, is he's from Indonesia.
He not black.
He minority, though.
Indonesia's.
They don't got nothing to mean with nothing. But I'm saying, but.
Are you compromising? Am I compromising my integrity going to work every day for the white man?
I think that they just had a confusing conversation, is what. And it was. Because the thing is, like, I get what she was saying. I got what he was saying. But, like, to what point, though? You feel me? Like,
so, to the first question, can we separate getting money and integrity?
I don't know. Because, okay, you remember Steve Harvey stand up?
With the monkey thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you agree with that?
The fact that he'd be all the monkey you need him to be?
Yeah.
You know, I guess we would say that didn't age well. But I would also say that are we really holding comedians to every single joke that they've made in their career?
I mean, nah, but he's not just a comedian anymore.
When he did that, he was just a comedian.
Yeah.
Now, if he did that now, okay.
I mean, I just thought it was funny, but I'm just saying that's just like...
That clip resurfaced when he went to visit Trump.
He was looking bad. I ain't gonna hold you. Your man's been looking, your man's looking bad with that.
I've been very vocal that the only thing that I like about Steve Harvey is the fact that he is out here hosting on multiple platforms and getting multiple bags.
He hosted them Trump dinners, too.
I don't have no proof of that. I don't have no visual written proof of this. I've never seen a picture of him and Trump together. All we know is that he went to visit him. We don't even... He could have told Trump, fuck you, and walked out. We don't know none of that.
I'm 50-50 on Steve. Bro, yeah. Because my thing is... Money. Yeah, like that. You can't knock the hustle.
So, again, are we separating integrity from getting money?
I don't think you can. I don't think you should.
So, you can't say that I fuck with him because he's getting money, but then call him a coon for his reason being what it is?
Is it Steve being a coon, or is it just him not being a nigga no more? Because you got to think...
No,
that's a good question.
People ain't started looking at Steve differently, bro, until he stopped doing all the cussing... And when he made that flip.
Yeah, he did a whole stand-up with no cussing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's though. A good question, though. Being a coon or just not being a nigga?
No, bro. That ain't got nothing. He out here supporting Trump dinners, nigga. And
bro, he's already came out and said that was a mistake and he don't fuck with Trump. Kanye West did the same shit.
Hey, yeah, Kanye was on that bullshit, too.
And he was on it for a lot longer than Steve.
Yes, he was. That is true. But... My thing was, Steve just 50-50 to me.
Bro, that's a great question, bro. There's a difference between being a coon and just not being a nigga no more.
I mean, we can't
this
say,
is a money.
You
that's
can't
nothing
say that
Steve
because
said.
On Family Feud, Steve is a straight nigga. So
because he hate when y'all get on there and be embarrassing black folks.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't say like he flipped to
I'm not
being
saying
a
him
nigga.
Specifically, but I think that's a good perspective for
it's
anybody.
Also being a nigga and being just black.
Yeah, like.
He's being a nigga on Family Feud.
No, he's not. No, he's not. The families be on there being niggas on Family Feud. Yeah, bro. Steve be embarrassed, dog. He also said this is a money game. You got to play their game until you can get your money.
So are we saying Steve don't got enough money to make it?
No, what he's telling Monique is let them pay you. Take your money. Flip it, move it, shake it, whatever you got to do. Now you don't need them to pay you no more.
I mean,
Tyler Perry went and built his own studio.
I was
Oprah got a whole network and magazine.
No, I was getting him with that. She should have did it. She was stupid for that. But like, I didn't like his explanation on it, bro. Really is.
I think the context was off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just.
But people also didn't look up the definition of integrity.
But
because that's the first thing we did. My group chat. The first thing we did was look up the definition: morals, values, beliefs. Keywords has nothing to do with money. Has nothing to do with selling out.
But that's what he was saying, though.
No, he didn't. He literally said, for my integrity's sake, I can't not make money for my family.
But then you said...
You mad at a black man for making his money?
No, bro, because then you said, okay, you saying, like, for that sake, I got to make my money. But like, okay, so how far are you willing to go? You going to do anything just because...
You're assuming, though. You're assuming.
That's what he was
implying. We don't know what he has said no to in his career.
Bro, he definitely was implying it, though.
We don't know what he has said no to, or anybody. True. We don't know what people have said no to behind closed doors.
I mean, true, bro.
But Monique sat there and said, I told Oprah no. I told Tyler Perry no. Why are you telling the people with black money no?
But she told them no what?
For working for them. Getting some money from them.
Oh, well, yeah. See, I didn't, like I said, I only seen the clip. I didn't see the whole joint. But
them the people you need to be calling.
I mean, ain't nobody saying that she was right. At all.
Man,
that's
a lot
not
of people saying she's right. A lot of people saying she was right.
Who is saying she was right?
You gotta check the internet. Check the internet. A lot of people saying we gonna
keep up with this though. We gonna keep up because I like that perspective. Is there a difference? And I want the listeners, man, hit me on the internet. Is there a difference between being a coon and just not being a nigga no more? Is there levels of being a nigga, being a black man, and then being a coon? Being a coon, what's the black dude who was running for president?
Ben Carson, he's straight cool. Okay, Steve just be putting me off sometimes, bro. I'm not saying I don't fuck with Steve, but if you talking about Ben Carson, that's a whole different level.
There's levels of coonery, bro.
There's
like
no comparison to that.
That's why, and I never thought about that. The difference between being a coon and just not being a nigga. And when you watch Family Feud, you can tell that Steve, he just don't be a nigga no more. Like, don't get up here giving these kind of answers, dog. You know damn well the 100 people we ask ain't niggas and they ain't gonna say this. He'd literally be like, you know good and damn well that answer ain't gonna be up there. I can't believe you on national TV talking like this. He say this every other episode, dog.
I mean, nah, I fuck with the feud. I mean, that's bro. I fuck with it because he be being a nigga, though. I say he be comfortable. Bro.
We say being a nigga, we mean just the endearment term. Like
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But we talking about like mindset.
Are you talking about being an ignorant nigga
versus being a coon? Because when we say nigga, we say that's my bro, like it's my nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
When I watch
like.
The Family Feud, we gonna say Steve my nigga for that. But Steve be telling niggas to stop being niggas, dog. You on national TV knowing damn well the 100 people we ask don't know what you just said means. All right, let's go. Cardi won Rap Album of the Year, the Grammys.
You see she deleted her Instagram. I don't know if it's back up yet.
Cardi's back on Instagram. She won Rap Album of the Year, had a baby, great success. Cardi's still going. Her and Bruno just dropped a dope song. She's having a great year. Wolf, we holding off on your story.
Which
the one? YNW Melly.
Okay.
I need that to develop some more.
Man, it's real crazy.
Kenan Thompson is probably going to produce a reboot of All That.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's dope.
You like that?
Yeah, we need that.
You like that? Kenan Thompson is very quietly making moves. Has been for some time. I love All That. I don't know, but I love All That. Soulja Boy has decided to remove the Gucci forehead from his tattoo. The Gucci tattoo from his forehead.
Shouldn't put it on there.
Oh, yeah, that's all I was going to say. And speaking of Gucci, T.I. and Floyd, who won that battle? T.I. has got on the internet and, of course, asked for another boycott. What is it, like a 3-month boycott of Gucci and the name brands and all that shit? And Floyd simply said, we don't know if Floyd said it, but Floyd posted it.
First and foremost, let's be very
Floyd didn't type that.
Floyd did not
Hands
type
down.
That.
We know that.
Floyd had to post the pictures because he wasn't going to read it and you say know, that shit.
Floyd didn't type that.
So let's be clear. But I like what it said.
But the post was absolutely correct.
I liked what it
100%
said.
100% correct.
Yeah.
Floyd said, when y'all wasn't supporting Gucci, when Dapper Dan wasn't getting y'all money and y'all followers, I was with him.
Yeah.
And Dapper Dan confirmed that in his own post.
That he was in the basement.
That Floyd was in the basement. He said, a lot of y'all niggas was getting shit on credit and I ain't heard from y'all since. I ain't going to say no names.
A lot of, yep.
He said, Floyd been rocking from day one.
Floyd and Hov.
Floyd said, so now I got to not wear nice stuff?
But
he said, no, but he said, I've been out here supporting a drug free lifestyle, alcohol free lifestyle. I've been living a very sober life. Y'all rap about bashing women and selling drugs and doing all the shit that beats down the community. Now you mad at me for wearing Gucci. And I've been supporting Dapper Dan from day one.
Yeah. So I liked his view. I liked
it. It was solid.
It was very solid.
It was solid.
Made a very solid point. And then you get a lot of holes in the other side's viewpoint. From that, because then it's like, all right, so what is we just doing 3 months for?
And he also said, it's only the niggas who music ain't hitting no more who trying to do all these boycotts and
shit.
He did
shoot
shit.
That too. He did shoot
definitely
that
let that fly.
Yeah, he did.
Said, all you niggas make music that niggas don't listen to, you ain't got to worry about this no more.
Yeah, niggas with money, the niggas that's doing the boycott is the only niggas that's really able to afford.
Yeah, because you ain't got to worry about me boycotting Gucci. I ain't got none of Gucci shit in my house.
I've been boycotting Gucci all my
life. Only thing Gucci in my house is on the playlist.
Now I do think that the issue needs to be addressed, but I don't think a boycott is going to be the solve.
First of all, boycotts are to. First of all, Gucci's not going to stop getting money. Every black person in the world cannot buy Gucci. They're going to make money, right? They might lose a little bit. They're not going to go in the red.
Yeah,
not going to go out of business. They're not going to file for bankruptcy. He said, y'all don't even know how much shit these companies own. Y'all going to boycott Gucci just to wear their other brands, their other affiliated brands.
That's another good.
Y'all don't even know.
That's another good point. Floyd's writer made a good point.
At Floyd's writer. Floyd's writer need a new Instagram. Floyd's PR.
Yeah, basically. Floyd's thoughts. He needs his own.
Floyd's thoughts.
But that's a good point, though.
So we keeping up with that story, and we're going to come back to the YNW Melly with the murder on
it's
my mind.
It's a lot on this.
My mind on my murder, yeah. So stay up on that.
Yeah.
I ain't in that world.
It's a lot on that.
TGTheHost.com. Subscribe. Follow me. I'm TG the Host everywhere on the internet. Make sure y'all read the credits, man. Niggas' names is in the credits. We're going to throw their apps and shit in the credits. Blurvision.us. Use my code, discount code, TG10, TG10. please go shop. I just got something on the way to me right now, man. We up out of here. Wolf, you good?
Yes, sir.
Reek, you good? Zach, you good? Y'all know I'm washed, man. I got to get to the crib. We up out of here.